Colin Feingold joined a group of mostly Democrats led by Maria Cantwell in trying to strip drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge from the Senate version of the budget reconciliation bill. Eleanor Huffines of the Wilderness Society praises the two Wisconsin senators.
Senator Feingold in particular got on the floor yesterday and very articulate and passionately explained many of the pitfalls of attempting to add the Arctic Refuge into the reconciliation bill.
In a written statement, Senator Cole called the outcome of the Senate vote a sad day for Alaska and the American people, but GOP senators called the vote a step toward energy independence. Now environmentalists are hoping the House of Representatives will drop the drilling language from the House budget bill. Eleanor Huffines says she's counting on some help from Wisconsin Republicans.
Congressman Sensenbrenner and Congressman Petri have both been incredibly supportive of the issue in the past. Both signed Congressman Bradley's letter this summer that was encouraging not to include the Arctic Refuge in the final reconciliation bill, acknowledging that it would be a controversial vote. And now we're hoping to encourage those congressmen to stand firm and vote against the entire package.
As recently as 6 weeks ago, Sensenbrenner said he did oppose Arctic drilling because he said the oil would be sold to Japan. But the Senate yesterday approved an amendment that would require any oil produced in the refuge to remain in the U.S. And in September, Sensenbrenner did leave himself some wiggle room on budget bills.
If everybody wanted to look at a single issue, there probably would be no votes for a budget bill and the United States government would not have a budget at all. That would be pretty bad.
The House could take up Arctic drilling and its budget bill next week. Representatives could delete the drilling language, but still have it come back when the House and Senate budget bills are put together. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.